Everybody had energy. Everybody was moving in the right direction on the sideline, so I don't think that was a problem at all.
Can you feel the season's getting away from you guys pretty early?
I don't know. It's still too early to tell. We got to go back and look at the film and see how we feel about this one and look forward to the next one.
I didn't think you guys are just battling mentally when you guys are facing through adversity. Do you feel like the effort is still there and staying with it mentally?
I mean, I think so. I think it feels like everybody's still in tune with the game and still trying to get things done and still trying to execute. We're just not getting it done right now. It's unfortunate.
Do you have the added motivation of trying to ease some of the pain of your coach or what he went through last week and then come out and play like this? How much more disappointed
is it? It's disappointing to play like this under any circumstances. It doesn't matter what happens, you know, in our personal lives or in within our Giants family. But anytime you come out and play like this, it's definitely disappointing. So we want to look at this one, learn from it, and keep moving forward.
Does it impact the offense when you see Eli go down so many times over and over and over?
A little bit, but, you know, we've seen that before. We've seen him come back and play, you know, as resilient as he is and come back and can still throw the ball well and do the things he's done. We know that doesn't falter him at all, so... We've seen that before, and we just got to keep digging and dig ourselves out of this hole.
Is this as bad of a loss as you've been a part of since you've been here with the Giants, Victor?
Since I've been here, yes. I mean, you know, I don't think I've been here in the point where we didn't score any points. So I think in terms of scoring as an offensive mindset and not scoring any points and not getting any rhythm at all, yes, since I've been here, yes.
Do you have any sense that